Hey everyone, Sean Porter. I was listening to a podcast earlier today. You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen. And they were talking about burger joints and the favorite ones. Now usually this is a common thing, except that their opinions were kind of wacky. One guy didn't like Five Guys, thought it was too greasy. Chael enjoyed the greasiness, but he thought that Five Guys was overrated. Both of them raving about Red Robin burgers. Can't go wrong with a Red Robin burger. I'm gonna have to go ahead and disagree on that one. But what do y'all think? I know, Red Robin, they used to have a blackened chicken burger that was legit. They took that off the menu, and every now and then you get something that's pretty good. I don't know. Five Guys is pretty good. I don't mind the greasiness. I'm not saying I've never had a good one at Red Robin, but it's hit and miss. They stopped using real garlic on their garlic fries, so it's like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, it's Sean Porter. First and biggest with Quentin, my son. What was your first concert? That was like a national.
A what?
Your first national tour concert.
Orpheus?
No, it was Weird Al.
Oh, weird.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Weird Al tour. Now, was it a comeback tour? Or, like, was it a new album? Or was it like a greatest hits tour? I can't remember.
Exactly. It was.
I mean, he played all the good.
I don't remember, honestly.
That was fun. I don't even remember if he had an opener.
He didn't. I remember he didn't. Or maybe he did and it was just like a comedian.
Something like that, yeah. That was a good one. Okay, that was somewhere around Seattle area, I think.
Yeah, it was downtown Seattle. I think it was at like... It was at one of those nice theaters.
Like, I wanted to say like the Paramount, maybe.
It was something like that, I think, yeah.
And that was great. He did good.
Yeah.
It was everything you'd like. It was fun. He's going into the crowd and humping ladies and dressing up, doing whole nine. So what was the biggest show you've been to? Either people or artist wise?
Probably War.
Warped Tour. Now that's not all at once. That's like throughout the day.
Yeah.
What's like the biggest crowd you've been a part of? I guess there's still a lot.
No, actually, as far as being in the crowd, probably Green Day.
There you go, because you were more in the crowd.
Yeah.
Slipknot. He's talking about what is it? White Ridge Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington.
White River. Well, Green Day was also at White River.
But oh,
I was in GA that time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And I also saw Incubus at White River in GA.
And if you're not in GA and you have lawn, then you're like way up.
Yeah.
On the lawn, literally on the grass.
Yeah.
It's all right. Much- and so, what was your first show you played?
As far as just open mics.
Yeah. Anything. Anything that you want to consider your first show?
Open mic at Meadowdale High School is what
And that was a solo thing, right? And then your first band show was at...
The first one that I can remember of... I know there were some before this, but the first one I can remember is the Oxford Tavern in Snohomish.
Was I not at that one?
No, you weren't. It was an open mic.
But it was all... It was a band?
Yeah. It was you. Me and Chris, and we invited the host band's bassist up to play for us.
Oh, that one. Okay, I remember.
But there was some before it. I don't remember what they were, but I know there were some before it for a fact.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. We covered your first show you went to, biggest show you've been to. First show you played, biggest show you played. Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
Mine are...
Pantera.
Pantera Black Sabbath. With Incubus, I think.
like crowd, I guess.
Why would Pantera and Black Sabbath play with Incubus?
An Ozfest, probably the biggest crowd I've been to. And then, I don't know, Incubus. I don't know. Run the Jewels. I'm about to see Run the Jewels with Lord. Does that make any sense? Really, it doesn't. So, I mean, sometimes you just think, oh, okay, these people, you get along with the artist, but you're different. But you're like, okay, I think we can mix and mingle. We're both big enough that, you know, maybe it'll work.
I want to go to that concert.
Yeah. And then, first show was... My very first show was, like, that I remember. Like you said, I have a whole bunch, but the one I can remember that first... My earliest one I can remember was, like... at like a party. There's two that I remember doing at parties. I don't know which one came first, so it's just like little parties in a band. And then Cheney Stadium, which was actually my first show with a particular band.
Fury?
But my biggest band, yeah, was Fury. Alright, thanks guys! No, actually, we're not gonna win this. We'll come back in a second. Time for these. Okay, no more commercial messages. Never mind about that. So, yeah. Cheney Stadium, first show with Fury 161, and I didn't have all the lyrics done down, but it was metal, so, I mean, you couldn't tell. At least I was hoping you couldn't tell. That was probably my biggest show. Yeah, first, I want to say it was like a party where we were playing on like a skate ramp in the back of somebody's yard. And it was like an underage party with like underage drinking going on and stuff like that. And I especially remember that because we had already gotten done playing, so thankfully our stuff was all loaded up, and when the cops showed up and everyone had a scatter.
Yeah.
Just like in the movies. Good times. Yeah, Pantera, Black Sabbath, I remember, was like, Black Sabbath was like their, one of their earliest last tours.
Yeah.
And eventually, I don't know, I guess we just heard on Moyle Shop the other day that they're coming back again. Zach Wilde stepping up as the guitarist again, so.
Is Ozzy Osbourne
he's just gonna keep going until he.
Is Ozzy Osbourne still doing the vocals?
Yeah, of course. Well, obviously.
We should go see them then.
It might just be Ozzy, it's not Black Sabbath, but my point being is just Ozzy.
I'd still want to see Ozzy.
Yeah.
Before he dies.
I guess you haven't yet, yeah. I have a few times now.
Even if I don't listen to him often, I'll still go see shows of people that are good and not going to be alive by the time I'm old enough to do it on my own.
Yeah. Well, and you'll get a bigger show that you'll play, obviously, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shows that we'll go do.
It's too long.
Anyways, yeah, so this is First and Biggest with QP! Hey, yeah, my name is Peter Dribble, and I am a high school teacher from Dallas, Texas. Recently moved here from up north, and, you know, things are going so well here in the state. Our schools and our students and the faculty are going above and beyond what we would expect from people in Texas public school, let alone in the United States as a whole. And because of that, we've decided to switch from making sure teachers are paid enough, making sure that the curriculum's on point and really giving students what they need to succeed in the future. And instead, we're going to be teaching fellow faculty members guerrilla battle tactics. Of course, Texas is big on the Second Amendment,
and we feel that in the horrible, horrible instance of a school shooter, for example, all students or all teachers and faculty should be trained in guerrilla tactics, counter-warfare, and espionage, and etc. We need to be fighting back against crazy people with assault rifles by being better organized as a battle unit and employing teachers that not only get the curriculum and have a gift for connecting with our young people and serving as inspiration and guidance for them, but also to be a really good shot and calm under pressure when the bolts start flying. It's not too much to ask. We're already paying teachers plenty, so I think it should be fine. And I mean, that's why I took the job, really. I love the job, and if there's one thing that would make it better, it's military training. It's always what I've thought. And so I went ahead and said yes. I mean, it was, I don't know, it's crazy. We'll see what happens.